give my chest.
You're gonna turn the bitch. You're gonna power through it.
Yeah. Steve, take care.
Steve, let's talk tomorrow. Okay. I want to get the turf thing done. Yeah.
Turf?
Yeah, he's coming back out to finish it all. It's about how much money we owe. And
we still owe?
Like $8,000. Just very little.
We don't.
Yeah, we do look like $8,000.
Can you send us some info?
Yeah.
Okay, it's March 5th, 2012. It is 10:27, and this is an instruction policy personnel student services committee. Tony, would you please call roll?
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
She had to leave.
Mr. Cornado?
Here.
And the first item on the agenda, please.
Item 2A is a curriculum and instruction report, and A1 is the star one. Ms. Brito.
Yes, this, thank you to the committee. I am serving for Pam Fieto, who has been sick. Okay, and for the star one is a delight assessment test question package. It's going to cost $28.8. It's an item bank, and it's English and in Spanish. It also has the star M, which means it will do the for the for our special ed kiddos that they also will be able to do like a assessment, a mock assessment, and we can use these for like end of course or for a semester testing. It is not the same as your other test banks because this one is with the readiness and supporting standards under the STAR test. And it is, it's just an item bank that will be kept here and housed at central office that will, so that we can do those assessments that we were just talking about as far as curriculum to measure the growth. I do have something that I could give you all that addresses this. This is what it is.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Fiat.
Thank you. So if you have any questions, but this is a test bank. It is coming through Region 1. We are getting through, it's like the Region 19 cooperative that we, it's Region 1 that created this test bank. It has been vetted through lots of different professionals. I know a couple of weeks ago, some of the board members concerned over some of the assessments and the rigor, and also maybe for, you know, the test bank as far as, you know, the translation into Spanish. Yeah. And this handles that. And I know for that 28.8, that is not an exorbitant figure. It is a figure that it's going to help with the assessments, so she did want me to present that. But it is Region 1. Do you have any specific questions?
Any questions? No? Okay.
Okay.
Tony, next agenda item.
Renewal of iStation for elementary campuses.
Okay, I know a lot about iStation. Okay. iStation, we're looking at...
Probably the most popular of all the products that have come out.
iStation is has replaced the Tejas Ley and TPRI, which is a kinder, first grade, second grade, third grade pre-assessment. It's for reading readiness. This is going to be for the renewal of the contract at $47,500, and that's for all the campuses that we're looking at. This is our first and second level of RTI, which is response to instruction throughout the district. We have shown remarkable growth as far as with the kids. But I do think this was initially, and I think this is one of the push that we feel so tired in IT is because they want more. They look at, they're looking at, you know, can you put in another lab? Can you put in, like in fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh grade, maybe more, you know, computers with this on it. So that is for the response to intervention. It is primarily for reading. It does do the individual interventions because the kids have an individual like prescription that has come out for them. So if you have any questions on that, I could guess.
I do.
Okay.
Thank you. How does this compare to Reading Renaissance?
Reading Renaissance, okay, with under the Reading Renaissance is, we have a couple of programs under Reading Renaissance. We have STAR, which is not as not a prescriptive. STAR is more for the literacy of the genres, and as far as, you know, the reading levels, and it's for enjoyment and for points.
Uh-huh.
This is very prescriptive to the assessment and accountability of Texas. Renaissance also has a component in Destiny, which is, which does libraries, which I do know about libraries, okay, that tracks, you can get reports as far as usage reports, you can get circulation reports, and the staff can help with that as far as, you know, also reading. This is much more prescriptive. This is for the kids at that risk. The STAR is more, it's an incentive, and it's how we code all our library. If you know, if you go into the library, you can see the little codes by color. And that's so the kids can go, and by the way, this interfaces.
That was my next question.
Okay, so it's, so in other words, it's not just all or none.
We locked me out.
Oh, we did. But if that answers
it was Martha again, and she's not here.
I don't want to call a board member.
So I see it as two different programs,
okay.
Totally. But
they complement one another?
They very much complement one another, but absolutely, STAR was not the intervention, the response to intervention piece that we needed for curriculum. This iStation is much more specific that we can do with our child study teams. We can, it also handles the TPRI, TESA, which we have to report to the state of Texas, which used to be a totally different assessment, which used to have, remember it was called, I don't know what, we had a different device. Remember we had to use the Tango software? Ms. Gonzalez, do you remember that it used to be on like a handheld device that we did the TPRI and Tejas Lake, but now it's now on the iStation.
The Palm Pilot?
Yes, it's the Palm Pilot. So this is a very good program because it handles both.
To the chair, it's extremely popular on the campuses. Everybody loves iStation.
Oh, he's right now. You can, now you can.
Mr. Rodriguez.
I told me how to behave.
Please come and take your...
Administration recommends move to approve.
There's no motion here.
To recommend.
You can't make a motion.
I can recommend.
Any other questions with iStation? I'm very comfortable with this one.
iStation is, this is, I notice it says renewal, so it's the second year.
Yes, this is what we had put in, and we had a little bit of growing pains with this as far as, and I believe, I'm going to be honest with you, it was more technological growing pains as far as getting it on each application at each campus level and configuring all the computers and the server. But now it's really clicking along very nicely. And what the great piece is, like I said before, is the Tejas Ley and TPRI. We don't have a separate program for that now. Yeah. Everybody is on. And that program itself was probably about 20K. So it's now consolidated into this.
Okay. Any further questions? Okay. We're going to skip Mr. Coronado.
Okay.
Tony, next agenda.
Item A3 is renewal of the Chief 3000 licenses for Northwest Early College High School and County TOIs.
Right, this one is a Chief 3000, and this is again, Ms. Mendoza, a renewal as far as Last year was the first implementation. This is a series of programs that curriculum and instruction have put in that we, you know, had to, you know, adjust and help with the teachers get used to using this. But this is a secondary. This is absolutely secondary. This is primarily being used at 9th and 10th grade, except at CHS. However, at Northwest campus, they're using it for 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th because they're using this to help prepare for the active placement. So this has, we didn't know that. I mean, this is almost like an added benefit that we have an additional 400 kids that are now able to use this program. And like I said, Northwest is my partner, so, and I feel very comfortable with this program also. And this, if you notice, we're talking about reading. If you've read, and I know you've gone to many, many sessions, that we do, in the primary school, we teach kids to read. And then from then on, they have to, they're reading to learn. Mm-hmm. And what happens if the kids miss, you know, some important instruction in that, sometimes it's lost. And with this Achieve 3000, if, you know, that's what we're doing, that's what Northwest Campus found out, that it's a great intermediary for the Accuplacer, which, you know, that's our number one goal, to get all the kids on the Accuplacer. But at 9th and 10th grade at CHS, I think it's going to be very good. It's a very good plan to have that focus, especially at 9th grade and 10th grade, because that's where, of course, your ELC and your, they're going to be coming in for ELA 1, you know, excuse me, English 1 and English 2. And I think this is going to help them. And the writing component now in STAR is 2 days, instead of the 1 day. So I do think this support is necessary.
I have a question.
Sure.
Is there no program under core curriculum that addresses all of this?
Well, this is for tier two instruction. This is for those students. Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what, are you asking Ms. Searles if there's like something for math, science? You know, there probably is. One of the things, if you remember, years ago we had NovaNet, mm-hmm. okay? And yeah. we had, you know, things like that. And that was, but it wasn't as prescriptive. That was for the child that already had not been successful. Uh-huh. These programs are intervention. Okay. So it's, you know, if you look at brain research, we've come so far in the past 10, 15 years, you know, 20 years ago, we didn't even have that in our vocabulary, how kids learn. So these interventions have used all this stuff, like saying, you know, I'm trying to get the kids and to remediate where the kids need to be. So I understand where you're coming from, but actually sometimes it's better, and I think that deserves some investigation what you asked, but sometimes I think it is better to put in the prescriptive, direct, targeted RTI, which is what mm-hmm. It's what's happening, what you just said. Yeah. It's what happens, the poor kiddos that fall behind. And so we have to, and we still have to realize the population we're getting in Gunnedio is a lot of our kids are still English language learners. So they're going to still need that assistance in secondary. We never had that before, as far as RTI. And that's why this program, you know, and especially it's an added benefit that we now have, we can have Northwest Campus use it in a different arena, but still for kids for success. So, I mean, I will definitely look into something. I know when we're in Boston, we can look at that. But I do think sometimes then they get too broad, and I think maybe that's. But this is a renewal on this one, and this is 43.8. And this is all paid with Title I funds. I didn't know if that would be your next question.
I guess my other question is to Dr. Murphy. Dr. Murphy, by policy, all of these programs are to be evaluated every 2 years under BQ, legal.
BQ?
Uh-huh.
And well, this will be the second year.
Well, that's my question. Is anybody looking forward to?
I could definitely put that in. Absolutely, that we could.
All the intervention program, all the tier two. PAM is trying. PAM, of course,
wanted to bring in an intervention program at elementary, middle, and high school in English, math, language, arts, and science, all four cores. And this is what you're seeing. Here we have the secondary reading. A lot of this is the reading. And this is the second year, and if that's the policy, we can do that. I was not aware of that.
It is. Okay. It's BQ legal.
I would be glad to sit with Ms. Fiano.
Sure.
I mean, because I do, we
can you make a note of that?
We look at a lot of the things together, and I mean, absolutely, we look at some.
You know, did they make anybody any smarter, or did
well, you
we
know,
just?
I think with iStation and Achieve 3000, we can absolutely provide you with an evaluation.
Oh, right. They're built in.
Okay. I'm very confident of that. Now, this will be the first for the style one, so that would be, you know, but we could definitely look at that too. And then I think you would hear less if we went with this item bank, like, you know, but I think you'll hear less from the teachers as far as aggravation.
And that was my question too. When do they get to teach? Mm-hmm. I mean, is there
well, yes, I can answer that too. On the iStation, at the elementary, they have, it is through a cycle that they do, I believe it is 30 minutes twice a week.
Okay.
So what it is what they do is they carve that out. But you have to understand, it's response to intervention. So not every child
is
would
going
have
to
that.
Do that.
It's differentiated instruction.
Gotcha.
It's just what you were saying
yeah.
earlier in the board meeting.
Understand.
And so this is different.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez.
Any more questions? Okay. No?
Martha.
Next agenda item, please.
Item 2B, policy DFFC local, reduction in force continuing contracts. Ms. Carrasco.
If you all recall, in update 92, we went over policy DFFA and DFFB, and this was in regards to reduction in force for financial exigency and for program change. And I know that in the summary of that update, it mentioned that there was a policy for reduction in force for continuing contracts. That policy was not included in that update. Just because districts nowadays don't have continuing contracts, there's many of them that don't have continuing contracts issued. We no longer issue that type of contract. However, we do have 71 teachers. Or employees on continuing contracts still. And so therefore,
thank
talking
you.
To TASB, I mentioned to them to provide me a copy of the reduction in force of continuing contracts, which was DFFC local, and they have provided a sample. This is something that for a review. However, it does say that, and the reason when I was talking to the TASB representative, is they say basically districts really shy away from any reduction in force affecting anybody on a continuing contract, because basically a continuing contract is like tenure. And but they have outlined in the policy that was provided to you all in the Friday packet, they have outlined in case there was an extreme need to go down that route, steps to do this. And of course, they do recommend that if we ever were to go down that path, that it be done very closely with our legal counsel on that. And so this is what I have before you. So if we can recommend this to take to the board for approval so that it would complement our other two policies that we're bringing forth in the update 92.
The question I have is, since they didn't include it just because they didn't, does that mean that it's a variation from their deal and now we're going to get charged the extra
$28?
$28.
Well, it is it would be their standard policy. Basically, when they say it's a variation, for example, today in our review session, there were a couple of policies at least that they have no policy for. It was something that totally the district created as a local policy. So that's when they say we step away. This, what I have brought to you, it came from them. So that would be their standard policy that they would have for those districts that want to adopt something, a policy for their continuing contract folks.
Then I agree we should put it in there. I think I'm the one that brought it up,
yes.
We asked a question in the last policy update,
yes.
that why couldn't we have that in reference to the continuing contracts?
Okay.
And the answer is we can. I suggest we recommend it to the board.
So we're going to make the revision here? There.
No, we don't need to make revisions on here.
Okay.
It's going to be in addition to,
okay.
In other words, this is a separate policy for those continuing contracts.
Okay. Okay. That's it?
Okay. Mr. Gatlin has.
We have two community members.
There are two devoted
Letty, thank you.
No comment.
Thank you. It's 10:43.
Y'all, I'm taking the morning off tomorrow because I don't feel good, so I'll be in the afternoon.
I don't want to touch you.
Thank you, guys.
I don't want to touch you.